Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of. So we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
We didn't get it all out in the early service. That's not unusual. But I would love to get it out because I know that the Holy Spirit wants to do something really specific this morning. But as I begin this message, I'm going to ask you to open your spirit because the Holy Spirit wants to remind you and commission you this morning that you are marked by Him for a purpose. You are marked by Him for a purpose. Have you ever felt like you don't have a purpose? If you're hearing this today, whether it's sitting here physically in our services or for those who are listening online on maybe Podbean or one of our forums, you need to know and understand that you are marked by God. Not marked by society or the world's standards or the circumstances that you've already lived. You are marked by God. Being marked or anointed by God means you have God's approval on your life today and every day. We all have had situations in our lives that have made us doubt what God has called us to be. But that can end today if you are willing to take up the call that He has marked you with. I'd love you to say over your spirit today, I am marked by you, God. I am marked by you, God. In God's word, we learn that we have all been set apart for a special purpose. What you do and who you are matters, not only to friends and family or co-workers, but most importantly to God. What we need to realize is that the failed assessment, the failed marriage, the failed business plans do not discount the plan that God has for your life. You remain marked by Him. Out of all the billions of people in this world, He created you to do what only you can do. God wants to use your gifts and your talents to make a difference in the lives of those around you. And often we discount where we are in life and believe the lie that if God wanted to do something in those around us, He would use somebody else. But it is simply not true, and it is why you are placed there. Your location and your vocation is the perfect combination that God uses to change this generation. Whether you realize it or not, each and every person seated in this room today, like Esther, was called for such a time as this. You are marked. He has chosen you like He chose Esther, like He chose Daniel, like He chose Gideon, and like He chose Samuel. He has called you to do more than you can ask, more that you think you're capable of in your life, more than you could possibly imagine or dream. He has marked your life. Whether you are confident in who God has called you to be, or you're in a season of discouragement and doubt and no longer believe that you've been called by God, no matter what you're facing today, what you're facing, you are marked by God. Today's message is just simply a reminder, but also a commissioning to stand firm in your faith and remind yourself that you've been marked by God. You've been marked for impact. You've been marked for influence. You've been marked for purpose. And you've been marked for the great destiny that He planned and purposed for your life. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says it like this. Whatever God has promised, get stamped with the yes of Jesus. In Him, this is what we preach and pray, the great amen. God's yes and our yes together, gloriously evident. God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting His yes within us. By His Spirit, He has stamped us with an eternal pledge, a sure beginning of what He's destined to complete. Do you know, there are three things that happen when we're marked by God, and they're often things we don't want to acknowledge, we don't want to do, and we don't want anything spoken about it, because the truth is when we are marked by God, we have a revelation that there is more required of us. And that more required of us may not all be a doing. It might be what happens within us, a transformation that is required. Do you know that I know that every single time I have been transformed from one place to another in my spiritual walk, in my emotions, in my maturity, it has had some pain attached. And I'm going to be really honest, on some of those things, I keep putting them to the side over and over and over, because sometimes I heard a great analogy one time when I was sat in a counseling office. I heard a great analogy because I said to the person, I don't want to look at that because it's ugly. And the beautiful woman sitting across from me said, it's already ugly. Let's get it out and clean it up. Let's get it out and clean it up. It's been a game changer for me because I do realize that areas that are broken are ugly and they require some transformation. And so maybe in my life, I don't need to put them here on a platform and put them up for points for everybody to see, but God wants to bring them out before me so that he can do something in it, because each and every one of us was perfectly designed by him. If we were perfectly designed by him, there means there's a perfect version of you in here somewhere. And he wants to restore and transform you back to that creation. So it doesn't matter what circumstances you've had in or experienced in your life, God has marked you. And he wants to do something in you. And so there are three things I want to highlight today or bring out today when we are marked by God. Firstly, God can't bless who you pretend to be. God can't bless who you pretend to be. When you're marked, you must know that God anointed his creation, not your creation. Because you are God's masterpiece, created in his image. He wants you to be exactly who you are. God can't bless who you pretend to be, but he desires to bless who he created you to be. When we begin to operate out of insecurities or go through life without God's direction, we easily fall into comparison. And you know what? I have definitely experienced this, and I've even walked it at different times in my life, but I would have to say, for those of us who are pretending to be something else and asking God to use that and not the real, not what's hidden behind a mask, copycat callings are not cute and they have zero effectiveness. Zero effectiveness. You cannot conform to anyone else's idea of purpose and destiny. You have your own to walk out. You've been marked by God. 1 Samuel 17 gives an incredible picture of this, and I love the life of David. I love it because I think about David's time, and I think about this statement spoken over his life that we read about thousands of years later, a man after God's own heart. And yet I look at his journey, and it's crazy. To have walked everything he's walked is unbelievable. You can see it beautifully articulated in the highs and lows of the Psalms. But there is something to learn from David's journey, because he has an unusual journey where he is marked quite clearly very young by God. He is called and anointed very clearly. It's evident. There's no questioning. If a prophet comes to your house and he lines all the sons up and he goes, no, 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 you. It's pretty clear that you've been marked by God for a purpose. But David's life shows us that even though he was marked, there was some things required before he stepped into his appointed calling. And so that's exactly what we're going to highlight. From 1 Samuel 17, verse 38, it unpacks it a little bit like this, and I love it around the God can't anoint who you pretend to be. David actually walks this out right very, very young in the courts of Saul, who is the most powerful man in the land, and still found in the presence of a king, he chooses to step out in who God's called him to be, and this is how it unfolds. Verse 38, it says, "Then Saul outfitted David as a soldier in armor. He put his bronze helmet on his head and belted his sword over him and over the armor. David tried to walk, but then he could hardly budge. So David told Saul, 'I can't even move with all this stuff on me. I'm not used to this.' And so he took it all off." He took it all off. "And then David took his shepherd's staff, selected 5 smooth stones from the brook, and put them in the pocket of his shepherd's pack, and with his sling in his hand, he approached Goliath." David had to do in that moment exactly what I'm sharing this morning. He couldn't pretend to be Saul. He couldn't pretend to be a seasoned soldier in that army dressed for battle. He had to go in who God had called him to be and how he was equipped. When David goes to fight Goliath, he is offered someone else's armor and eventually declines because it was no fit for him. God had already given David's victory in his situation, and it was prepared in 5 stones and a slingshot. David was going to slay a giant, but it would never have happened that way if David chose to fight the battle in somebody else's way. He stepped out in the way God had called him to. The incredible philosopher Dr. Seuss says it a little bit like this: "Today, you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive that is youer than you." God marked you for a specific purpose. And there are things in this world that can only come into being from you. There are books that people all over the world are going to read. There are inventions. There is businesses. There are healing words that will set people's destinies free. There are prophecies and there are prayers that can only be produced in and through you. Rachel's anointing is not going to be the same as Karen's. Richard's anointing is not going to be the same as Gordon's. Each and every one of us have been called and purposed for different functions within the body. But here's the necessary thing. We all have giftings and all have anointings, are an integral parts to the body of Christ and in the kingdom of God. But if we don't operate in our specific anointing that was placed over our lives, we will limit the ability to be used in the fullness of the capacity of what God has put on our lives, and we will limit the ability of the body of Christ. Do you know, when I don't function in what God has called me to do and instead covet somebody else who maybe does something similar, I have to be perfectly honest, it could be really easy for me to watch other women who stand in a platform and preach the word of God. There's one I love to watch from the States. Oh, she's fiery. I love her. And when I watch her, I'll go, "Look, oh, that's great." Or, you know, I admire the anointing and the call of God on her life. But in times of weakness, I'll be like, "Oh, I wish I could do that. Or if I did that, maybe I could." The minute I do that, I limit the influence and the authority that God has placed on my life here at this time, in this house, in this community. And they are robbed of it simply because I covet something else. Every single one of us will find those moments. It's one of the things that we do as believers when we get our eyes off Jesus and we stop actually asking him to reaffirm and confirm and mature what he's called us to do. When we set our eyes on other people, we are rendered ineffective in what he's called us to do. Can I commission you this morning? Remind you again, you are marked by God for something that the person seated beside you is not marked for. It requires you. It requires every single one of us. God has called us to represent him differently from each other, which means that our sphere of influence, using the anointing God has given to us, we are called to give, to show, and to promote God in a way that only we can. We are marked for a purpose on purpose. And because of the beauty of our differences, God has a perfectly crafted plan to reach the lost and the found for transformation in Christ. Each and every one of us are part of his plan. Ephesians 2:10 says it like this: we have become his poetry, a recreated people that will fulfill the destiny that he has given each of us. For we are joined to Jesus, the anointed one. Even before we were born, God planned in advance our destiny and the good works we would do to fulfill that. 1 Peter 4:10 says it like this: every believer has received grace gifts, so use them to serve one another as faithful stewards of the many-colored tapestry of God's grace. For example, if you have a speaking gift, speak as though God were giving you the words right through you. If you have the gift of serving, do it passionately with the strength God gives you, so that in everything God alone will be glorified through Jesus Christ. For to him belong the power and the glory forever throughout all the ages. Amen. What a powerful scripture. Each and every one of us uniquely marked by God. But here's what's going to happen. When you have a revelation that you are marked by God, there is going to be a season that you need to be approved in private. Approved in private. God wants you to not only recognize that you are marked by him, but he wants you to surrender to him and the process that it takes for the purpose to develop and mature. Oftentimes, when we recognize the unique plan God has on our lives, we want to skip the process right to the end, to the finished product of what he has declared over us. What God wants to do in and through your life is something that cannot be on display until it is fully developed in him. God wants to approve you in private. Being approved in private goes against everything in our culture today, because we want everybody to recognize and validate what God is doing in our lives. God wants to approve you in private because, this is the key thing here, there is something that he is working out of you that wouldn't survive in public. Today, our social media feeds are full of premature declarations shared by people who were marked by God but who are unable to practice the patience to be approved in private. God wants to develop us in private so that we can effectively demonstrate our purpose in public in his time. Matthew 6 verse 1 says, examine your motives to make sure that you are not showing off when you do your good deeds, only to be admired by others. Otherwise, you will lose the rewards of your heavenly Father. Just because everybody doesn't know about it does not mean you are not marked by God. And the story of King David, before he was king, he was a shepherd. In fact, the day that he was marked by God, he wasn't even invited to the party. He was serving in the field. He later was invited to the party and was anointed and clearly marked to be king by the prophet, even before his family, but then was sent back to the field to continue serving. Straight back to what he was doing before. We must cancel the idea that elevation must take place when we are first marked by God. There is a process of preparation in private that God wants to walk us all through before he demonstrates his purpose publicly in us. You may be in a place where you know that God has called you to really, really big things, greater things than what you're experiencing right now. But God wants to remind you this morning, you are still marked, even if nobody sees it. Even if nobody is seeing the growth and the maturity and the transformation yet, you are still marked by God. Obscurity produces integrity. I'm going to say that again. Obscurity produces integrity. Your approval is taking place in private by the one who marked you. Romans 8:25 says this: so because our hope is set on what is yet to be seen, we patiently keep on waiting for its fulfillment. We patiently wait. And it brings me to my final point this morning. And I've called this point, for those who love to take notes, Anointed before you're appointed. Anointed before you're appointed. Can we just for a moment this morning, can we be a little bit humble, open, transparent, just for a second, because at some point we've fallen into the enemy's trap of idolizing the appearance of being marked by God or anointed and appointed by God, rather than falling in love with the one who marked us, who's anointed us. I'm going to be honest, I'm guilty. I would say many of us here today have experienced that journey. It's why we are commissioned all the time to be humble. We desire the position over his presence, but today God is calling us to a greater level of humility and obedience. 2 Chronicles 7:14, a passage that keeps coming out in this season, says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. So you're anointed. You are. You've been marked by God. You are anointed. But how are you waiting? How are you serving God and his people? In this season, God is wanting to see if he can trust you to remain obedient, humble, and honoring, faithful to others, even when you're in the middle, waiting in private. Ask yourself this today. Have I been doing the last thing that God told me to do faithfully, with a cheerful heart? Or am I fighting tooth and nail to make the it, you know, the appointed thing that he's told you, the vision or the dream that he has given you for your life? Are you fighting tooth and nail to make whatever it is happen in your own strength? When you are doing the last thing that God told you to do, you will never have to work for position. The position will come to you. When you are marked by God, he calls us to a pace of grace. He doesn't want us to strive towards purpose, but to stride. Maybe God has called you to a global ministry, a national business, an incredible influence. But your current audience consists of a couple of co-workers, a team that you roster and don't show up. I don't know what it is today. Nothing is wasted in God, and it will all be used for his glory. God wants you to know if you will steward his word in private, in and out of season, because stewardship is the heart of God. You might be in a place where you're struggling with obstacles even that come with not being in your appointed sweet spot yet. But know that when you're marked and going through the development process, your opportunities will often be wrapped in obstacles. Even when it's hard, will you steward over what he's given you now? Right now, be found faithful in private so that you will be victorious in public. God is writing a story. What was penned in the Bible is not yet stopped. Just because we hold a physical Bible and it finished in Revelations, the story of Lou, the book of Lou, is still being written. The book of Taya is still being penned. You have been marked. You've been set apart. There is not a person sitting here today who is excluded from that statement. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. He has a plan and a purpose for your life. You were marked by him. But if you're in a season of waiting, maybe you've had a word spoken over your life and you're like, I've not yet seen that fulfilled. In actual fact, all I've had is obstacles or things be brought to light in my own life of things that need to be shaped and molded. I had this picture in worship today that God is, he's going to take so many of us back to that stage, the jar of the clay jar put back on the wheel. And for some of us, we're going to go through a time where he breaks it all down to build it all up. beautifully, but that's because he's marked you for something greater than what you stand in today. Would you allow him to do what he's got to do in the process? Would you allow him to do in private what he wants to do, so that when it comes out, it's able to stand? It's able to stand. 1 Peter 5, 6 says, if you bow low in God's awesome presence, he will eventually exalt you as you leave the timing in his hands. In his hands. God's promises are yes and amen. He doesn't leave promises unfulfilled. Some of you have had spoken words that you're still waiting years and years and years and years. Graham and I have just seen the fulfillment of a promise that was 20 years ago spoken. 20 years. But I think about Abraham and Sarah, and I'm so glad I waited 20 years and not 80, okay? I'm so glad I didn't wait 99 years to have my first child. Can you imagine waiting that long? But God is found faithful, and he will fulfill his promises that he has spoken into your life. Do you know, while we were in worship, I really felt an urgency or a quickening in my spirit to speak about this morning. There are those here this morning that word is encouraged as a reminder that you are marked by God and he's not finished with you yet. You're in the private moment that happens between being marked and God using you to the fullness of what he's got for your life. But there are others here who sit and you do not know if you are marked by God. You do not know the plan and purpose. And as I was sitting there and just pondering this thought and sitting honestly with the weight of the thought that you don't know what it is God has called you to. You don't realize you're marked because you haven't heard why he planned and purposed your life. I just really felt in the spirit, it was because you cannot hear his voice. Come on, just say it. I agree, I got to be obedient. Don't be ashamed that you can't hear the voice of God. Why don't you make a decision today that today's the day that stops? Do you know the Holy Spirit wants to be able to speak into your life where you hear it as your guide? The only way we hear it as a guide is if it's the voice that is louder than other voices. Do you know that that is possible? Maybe you sit here today and you go, I've never heard the voice of God. I've never heard, or I do not recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit. I had a revelation over the last couple of weeks and I've been sharing it with Gray. As we've been on our knees praying for a move of the Holy Spirit over this house, over this region, that it would leave us marked, leave this region marked for the things of God. I've had this thought going around my head where I feel like the Holy Spirit is saying to me, Mel, that's because you know me, you know all about me. But the relationship has had a breakdown. There are people here today who have heard the voice of God, but you're not hearing it right now. This is not a word to be condemned. This is because the Holy Spirit wants to say to you, I am still speaking. I am still speaking. I am still speaking. Would you tune your ear in? Here's how you do it. You ask him. You ask the Holy Spirit, would you speak? And then you give him time to respond. You give him time to respond. I really feel led right now. There are people here who've never heard the Holy Spirit or the voice of God, and you're operating right now going, I am like looking for wisdom everywhere because I actually don't hear this inner voice. I don't have a voice guiding my life. If that is you right now, would you just acknowledge it? I'm going to ask everybody, shut their eyes over this place. Would you acknowledge and say, that's me. I don't hear the voice of God. I don't hear the Holy Spirit speaking to me, but do you know what? Today, I'm making that choice. I am not simply content to admire him. I'm not simply content to worship and honor him. I must hear his voice. He must be my inner compass. I must know the direction for my life, the plan and the purpose for my life. If that is you today, would you just slip your hand up? There are hands going up all over this auditorium. I just really feel that the Holy Spirit this morning is wanting to speak to people clearly. He's going, I have something to say to you. Would you tune in this morning? Would you tune in? Would you get a revelation this morning? You are marked by me. I have a plan and a purpose, and I've been busting to share it with you. Do you know this is how revival begins? Is when we each are in relationship with the Holy Spirit. I am not content to have a move of the Holy Spirit and be a spectator. I want to know what he's doing in it, because he's speaking to me in it. If that is you, would you put your hand up this morning? I actually believe that there are people here who have never also received a baptism of the Holy Spirit. You do not have the gift to be able to speak in the Spirit, which is just one of the most powerful tools. You may have been baptized in water, but never baptized in the Holy Spirit. And so right now, although you are feeling the incredible grace that is sufficient for you through Jesus Christ, you're going, I don't have. God's speaking to me in return when I cry out in prayer. If that is you, I'm just going to ask you to slip your hand up as well. Because there is just such a presence for that right now. Anybody in this auditorium right now says, that's me. I see your hands. Believers, I'm going to ask you, would you just start to pray in the Spirit? Because God is doing an incredible thing here in spirits this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we invite you to speak to us this morning, and we will wait. We will wait to hear your voice. We will wait to hear your voice. Whatever it requires, we will wait for your voice, God, to guide our lives, to speak our identity over us, to put into us the purpose that you have planned for us all along. Right now, would your Spirit go out right now? I actually believe right now, if you begin to start to exercise that, it feels unusual, but would you open your mouth, have a boldness right now to speak? Open your mouth and begin to speak it out. Other believers are praying. It feels bizarre, but I'm telling you now, the Holy Spirit has said, yes, yes, it's for you. Yes, it's for you. Yes, it's for you this morning, right now. Team, can I actually ask you to come out and join me this morning? Holy Spirit, if you need to be up on your feet, you can be up on your feet. If you need to be on your knees this morning, the Holy Spirit is speaking to spirits right now. He's going to say some things to you right now that seem outrageous when you think them. They are going to be things for your future, things for your destiny, things for your vocation that are fresh ideas. They are fresh. It's just dropped into spirits. I feel all over this place, creative ideas have just slipped into spirits all over this house. Things that you've not thought before, that's the Holy Spirit. Say, yes, Holy Spirit, keep speaking to me. Keep speaking to me. Keep speaking to me. Father, right now I pray that by your power you flood each and every person here. Would they be filled by your Spirit this morning to overflowing? Would your voice be the loudest voice in their ears, in their spirits, in their hearts, God? Right now, would they understand that they are marked by you for kingdom purposes? Marked by you for kingdom purposes. Marked by you for kingdom purposes. Holy Spirit, would you begin to bubble out within each person right now the overwhelming power, the overwhelming presence of your Spirit that transforms and it heals and it restores. It gives life to your soul. It is like fresh oil being poured in right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'm not moving on quickly this morning. I know it's different. But the Holy Spirit is speaking to people who've never heard His voice before right now. So we're just going to give Him some time. And I don't know where Gray is. It's right behind me. But he said something this morning that just struck a chord with my spirit. He said, if you're skeptical this morning, maybe you've asked 100 times. Maybe you've written out prayer requests. Trust in Him this morning. Place your trust in Him this morning. His word says, if you ask anything in my name, if you ask anything, I'll hear from heaven. Ask, ask, ask this morning. God, heal this area of my life. God, restore this area. God, forgive me for this, whatever it be. And then listen as He does it. Listen as He does it. God is in the restoration business, and that's exactly what He's doing, restoring His people. Because there is going to be an incredible move of the Holy Spirit like we've never seen before. And not one of us, I know, want to be spectators in it. We want to be participators. Right, Joan? We want to be in it. I want it to flow through me. I want people in the shopping center when I'm doing my groceries to feel the presence of God and can't help but come and say, I'm so sorry, but there's something and I want to be able to share it. Is there anybody else? That's exactly what God's going to do. Exactly, but He's going to prepare you in this season of what He's marked you to do. Father, right now, I just thank You for this word. I thank You that it has been spoken into spirits this morning, that You are doing a good thing in each and every one of us. I pray that You would plant it like a seed and begin to water it, begin to keep bringing it to our minds, bringing it to our spirits. Holy Spirit, would You guide us as You speak to us this week with clarity, so that our ears hear it above all the noise. Let our wisdom, let truth come from You. And we glorify You in it, Lord God. We thank You for the work that You are doing in each and every one of us who've been called and marked by You. In Jesus' name, amen.